Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Let's take a look at the weekend in a little bit more detail and perhaps peruse through Saturday's offerings at Brighton Festival. And flicking around making noises with his programme is Alan Wares from the Albion Raw Show. Alan's kindly studio managing, twiddling the knobs for me today, and has also been taking a quick look at what's coming up over the next 48 hours. Let's focus in on Saturday today, at this point.
What I'm actually most zeroed in on, I mean, I'm looking at the festival brochure here. I mean, it's obviously a lovely piece of art in its own right. I'm sure that someone will actually do an artistic piece on this one year. It's hugely the London Symphony Orchestra. Now, this is obviously an orchestra with major international significance, and they come down here. Now, I could never actually sort of list myself as being a classical music a cognoscente, but I do enjoy listening to a bit of Tchaikovsky, and they're playing Tchaikovsky this weekend. So that's at the Dome.
Yeah.
That's Saturday. I could say tomorrow, but if you're listening to this on Saturday, then it's not tomorrow, and you could be a problem. If you're listening to this live on Friday, it's tomorrow, 7:30 at the Dome. A ticket's going from £10 to £32. I would imagine that's completely gone by now, wouldn't it?
I don't know. You'd have to check on the brightonfestival.org website for availability on everything that we're talking
Absolutely,
about in
yeah.
the festival programmes, because availability will change on a regular basis. It struck me, looking through the programme, there's lots on for families on Saturday.
There certainly is, especially if you're over... there's a free family fun weekend without walls that's going on actually on Saturday and Sunday. Well, let's concentrate on Saturday here. It's over at East Hill Park at Port Slade. Now, I think you were saying on yesterday's show, you were saying that Kate Tempest specifically wants the whole thing to be across the city, and Port Slade has probably pretty much been sort of, you know, a distant hinterland in previous festivals, and they're actually sort of really getting involved in this year, aren't they?
Exactly. I think we're saying, you know, the events happening all over the place across Brighton and Hove, and yes, the East Hill Park Saturday family fun, lots of different acts and performances. They're great fun for the kids if the weather, and it's looking like it should be okay tomorrow.
It looks like
for
it's
a picnic
okay
in the park.
I think so, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got here the listings here. There's some lovely names being featured here: Coco Loco, William Wally, Beryl and Cyril, Bingo Link. I mean, this is stuff that absolutely passes by. As you said earlier, we all used to be young, but I can't remember this. Do you remember being young?
I think you were saying you can't remember anything after the last few weeks celebrating Albion's promotion. So let's talk about Democracy. There's an event tomorrow evening chaired by Polly Toynbee.
That's right, at the Salis Benny. I mean, if anyone wants to really sort of have a lovely evening of sunshine, then have a democratic debate at the Salis Benny on a Saturday night. It's absolutely perfect. I mean, we have to be careful what we say here because we are in Perda, but just suffice to say that there are guests at this debate that go across the political spectrum, from Caroline Lucas, co-leader of the Green Party, all the way across to Diane James, formerly UKIP leader, and all parts in between. So if you want a good sort of steaming row with lots of people of all political persuasions, then head off down to Salis Benny Saturday. Sorry, I'm saying Salis Benny. It says ACCA here, but... but whatever you want to do, it's either. I mean, I think probably for the next few weeks we'll all be barneying politically anyway.
It's at ACCA, yes.
Yes.
So let's. I think we're probably running out of time with skipping through Saturday. So, but just should remind, there are plenty of events that run throughout the festival, such as Kathy Pilkington's sculptures, the Life Rooms at the Uni of Brighton on Grand Parade, much loved by Reverb's own Melita because it's quite dark and challenging. And there's Hum, the downloadable half cinema, half reality app. And there's details on that on the festival website, and we'll be hearing more about Hum next week here on the festival special show on Radio Reverb.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.